"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
It's time for today's Lucky Land Horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
John and Ken Show, John Cobell, Ken Shampo, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. All right, so we got quite a lineup of stuff. We got two rounds of the Moist Line. We're going to give away the $100 gas card again. That'll be coming up in about a half an hour. You'll be able to call in and beg for the $100 of free gas. Ken's not here today, so you have a two-judge panel, which may work in your favor. Now, we've talked so much about George Gascon. I signed the Gascon Recall Initiative the other day. There was a signature gatherer with a table in front of my local grocery store, so I got that accomplished. We've talked a lot about the victims of crimes and their families affected by Gascon's crazed policies as DA. There's another class of victims. It's some of the people who work in his office, the employees, the prosecutors. We're going to tell you about Jody Link, 26 years, and her career was derailed in October of 2021. She was the number two prosecutor in the sex crimes division of the district attorney's office. She has been reassigned, demoted over a particular case, and we're going to have this case explained by Eric Siddall, who's been on our show frequently, vice president of the Association of L.A. County Deputy District Attorneys, because Link is suing L.A. County over what Gascon has done to her career. And Eric, thank you for your time. Thank you for coming on again.
Thank you for having me. I always appreciate it.
Now, I know this case is a little bit complicated, but if you could explain it so regular people could understand what Gascon did to Jody Link and why he did it.
Okay, well, let me just first tell you who Jody Link is. She's a career prosecutor in our office. She has basically trained almost every single deputy district attorney in the district attorney's office on how to handle a domestic violence case, how to prosecute a sex case. She trained me. I worked under her when I was doing sex cases and domestic violence cases. She has trained law enforcement from the Sheriff's Department to LAPD. She has trained federal prosecutors. So this is a very experienced, very valued person of our office. And she's been in management for a pretty long time, and one of her last positions was she was the assistant head of the sex crimes division, which is, again, the division that handles all the big sex cases in the DA's office, like the Harvey Weinstein case. So, you know, impeccable credentials, right?
Yeah.
What happened was she was actually following their orders, and so was the person that was working under her, Mr. Matoba. They were brought a case, the Breckenridge case, and this was a brutal rape that another friend of mine in the office actually prosecuted. And it was he was convicted in 1992, and they were basically following what the rule was. And, you know, as you know, George Gascon created these blanket policies, and one of the policies that he's always been advocating for is that no criminals should not spend over 15 years in prison. And yep. He says most sentences over 15 years are worthless. And I think that's actually what he has called them, worthless.
Yeah. Let me just point out, Breckenridge is now 57. He was convicted in 1992 of brutally raping two women in Baldwin Hills, L.A. He got a 73-year sentence in 92.
And right. So that's exactly right. So he gets his 73-year sentence, and they want to take advantage of Gascon's policies that you guys have talked about so many times and brought to the public's attention about how he believes in lower sentences. And so Jody and Matoba get penalized for actually following the orders of the district attorney by saying that they were not going to oppose lowering this guy's sentence. And that's really what the crux of his lawsuit is, that he's now even penalizing people who follow his orders for the simple reason that this case got some media attention. And the media attention exposed the absurdity of his policy of saying that sentences over 15 years are worthless.
So because Jody Link and Michael Matoba, they both ended up getting demoted, even though they agreed to follow his policy on this. It's just somehow this story leaked to the media, or the media got interested in it.
Right. And that's what we see time and time again, right? Once the media, and, you know, God bless you guys, because you guys expose the absurdity of his policies. Once the media starts to examine what the real consequences of his policies are, which are rapists are getting deals, neo-Nazis are getting deals, multiple murderers are getting deals of getting out early. So once the media starts exposing it, what does he do? He says, you know what? This is not my fault. This is someone else's fault. This is Jody Link's fault. This is Matoba's fault. And that's what he does. And now there's a lawsuit because they were following his orders, and now he's retaliating against them. And let's not forget, you know, the taxpayer is the one who's going to pay for this lawsuit, not George Gascon.
So he did this just out of a fit of anger because this story randomly got a lot of media attention. I think Channel 7 had delved into the story, and it made him look bad, but everybody was following his directive, and he looked bad because the directive is insane.
Exactly, and we wow. shouldn't be surprised, right? We saw this with the Tubbs case that you guys also covered.
Yeah.
Basically, Tubbs got a sweetheart deal because he was, he was a juvenile when he committed the crime, and Gascon said no juveniles should ever go to adult court or criminal court, and because of that, this guy got a sweetheart deal, and then he reversed policy because why? Because the media again showed how absurd the policy was, and of course, once he realizes that, once he gets embarrassed, he changes course.
I'm just amazed how chaotic your office is now.
It's
like hard to keep track of all that's going on. Every day there's something.
Well, here's the joke, right? If you question his orders, you get retaliated against. If you follow his orders, you get retaliated against. So really, whatever you do, you're going to eventually get retaliated against.
He does know that criminal cases are in the public domain, that taxpayers are paying for the whole system, so we get to have a report on what's going on in the courts, especially with felony violent criminals like this.
Let's remember, this guy hates transparency. He hates the ability for the media to be able to criticize and examine his policies. We as an association have time and time again asked for Public Records Act requests. He always denies them, saying they're overburdensome. This is one of the most, this current administration does not believe in transparency. It does not believe that the public should be scrutinizing his individual cases or his policies. You know, he thinks that somehow he's almost like godlike and everyone just needs to follow his directives and stop questioning things.
Yeah, he doesn't want us to know what's going on, does he?
No, not at all. So
I don't know how you're all doing it. I mean, this has just got to be, extremely stressful for all the assistant DAs and all the staff members in the office. It's been going on for a year and a half now.
Well, like you said, there's a recall going on, and thank you for signing the petition, because I think this is what we need to have things change. The only way to change the course of your public prosecution office is to get rid of the man who is causing this chaos, who refuses to follow the law, who is a friend to criminals, and who retaliates against his own people for doing their job.
And what was the outcome of the Breckinridge case?
I think eventually the office did oppose it, and that was once a lot of shame and heartache was given to the administration. So they kind of reversed course. And as you know, this is an administration that whenever the public starts to look at the absurdity of his policies, he immediately reverses course.
Right, and the judge denied the resentencing request.
That's from what I understand.
Yeah, that's what I have here in the news story, Judge Bork. All right, well, listen, Eric, thank you for the story. Really, really bizarre. I feel bad for what's happened to Jody Link, but, maybe soon Gascon gets recalled and everybody can reboot their lives.
I think hopefully by November you will have a district attorney's office that's interested in public safety and is transparent and, returns back to good government.
All right, Eric, we'll talk with you again soon. Thank you very much.
Hey, thank you. Bye.
Eric Siddall, Vice President of the Association of L.A. County Deputy District Attorneys. All right, when we come back, first round of the Moist Line, then we are going to have three people call in. You got 30 seconds to beg for a $100 gas card that we're giving away. Every show is giving one away. Handel does it at 9 in the morning. Gary and Shannon at 11. We do it at 5. Tim Conway does it at 7. So it's our turn coming up in just the minutes. And then you win the $100 gas card. We're also going to have another round of the Moist Line later on. John and Ken, KFI. John and Ken Show. John Cobell, Ken Champeau, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere. On the iHeartRadio app, we're going to be doing the Moist Line in seconds here. You can call all week. The number is 877-MOIST-86, 877-MOIST-86. And now you can use the TalkBack icon on the iHeartRadio media app. And the iHeartRadio app, I should say. There's a little TalkBack microphone. You click that and you can leave us a message and we could use it here as well. So let's get rolling.
And this is Ken. We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
John, if you start an airline with nitrous oxide, I'll pay extra to go on it.
So I'm driving down Rosecrans, and I see this car with this gas cap hanging out. I pull up next to him, and I motion to him roll down his window. He says, oh, yeah, I'm doing it to get the most miles to the gallon on my car. I have to vent my gas tank, otherwise I'm wasting too much gas. Is this a thing? I want answers. Can someone please tell me?
How come when you're always standing in the grocery line, they ask you how many bags do you need? How am I supposed to know? That's their job. It takes how many it takes, man.
That lady who claims that she was hit by the porta potty of water, I think she was full of feces.
I heard you talking about the stats for the COVID. Florida has the most old people in the entire country. So even with that handicap, we only edge them out in California by what, 1% for mortality? Insane.
The worst play is cats.
Whatever happened to the old lost language of Pig Latin, you know, the old Ig Pay Atin way? Wonder what you could get away with saying on the radio.
Karen Bass is running for mayor of the city full of stupid voters of Los Angeles. She says she's against recalls, but when she was in Congress, she voted to impeach Trump twice. That's called a stupid hypocrite running as mayor of a stupid city.
The Verona wetland situation, it should tell everybody the environmentalists, lobbies, and all that are just a bunch of crap. And they're full of it because they would be screaming to high heaven to get these people out of the wetlands if it's destroying it.
Why are these injuries of these charitable scooters going up? You know why? Because 99.9% of the people on the scooters are taking them. They're a bunch of crackheads all wiped out on drugs, going from dope deal to dope deal. And they wipe themselves out because they're too wasted to ride them.
I'd like to have a conversation with the 20% that actually like inflation. Can we pass all of the inflation onto them?
You realize who they're going to make president, right? I mean, Biden's going to leave. They're going to force him out, and they're going to bring back Hillary. Because technically, she's the only one who's qualified for the job. You just wait and see.
So I was listening to John rant on how he would never go in a tube in New York, and he'd rather pay $100 for a car every time he got in a car. Like, that must be nice, John. You're such a What about the people that have to take that? You're just, I don't know the word. I don't know, but you're horrible.
Yeah,
you're
my horrible. Wife just complained about, oh, it must be nice to have money. She just got back getting her nails painted, and she's wearing Louboutins.
John, you're a pretty low-rent elitist, dude. You don't know why people wear $250,000 watches? Because they can. I mean, what are rich people going to do with the millions of dollars they can't use? Help people with it?
This restorative justice crap, where's the science? You keep on studying science. What is the science? Is this like Scientology science? Is this Hale Bopp science? Is this Jim Jones science? It's total That guy needs to go, and he needs to go like yesterday.
I am very sorry for what's happening to our country, that no one is responsible for anything. I'm sorry. You know, I don't know what else to say.
I'm glad they're targeting rich people, your people, John, because that's the only way they're going to understand. If you own a small business, if you live, you know, in the outskirts of L.A., they don't care. If they have to target rich people before rich people will say, hey, we're going to stop supporting these liberals.
In Brandon's state of mind, how do you know that white stuff on his lapel wasn't drool?
Sad state of affairs when our poor traffic reporters have to incorporate homeless encampment fires into the goings-on on our freeways. I just can't anymore.
Maybe not the best idea for the NYPD chief of police to tell the entire city that all the department's resources are focused on one specific crime scene. It might, open up some opportunity.
Thank you for leaving your message. Please hang up. Goodbye.
What?
So, the lady that called you an a-hole,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Her husband was the very next caller saying, my wife just called and she called you an a-hole and she just got her nails done and she just bought Louboutins, which are very, very expensive shoes, in case you didn't know. I didn't catch that. I had to ask Eric.
Can you play those two calls again? I didn't pick that up.
I know. I didn't think so. I didn't either.
Because I was sitting there trying to process her yelling at me.
Yes.
And then I hear him talking about nails and Louboutins.
Yes.
And,
I know. I asked Eric. I said, wait, who is he talking about? And that's when he told me.
She completely missed my point that I made. But that this. All right. I play the two calls again.
So I was listening to John rant on how he would never go in a tube in New York and he'd rather pay $100 for a car every time he got in a car. Like, that must be nice, John. You're such a What about the people that have to take that? You're just, I don't know the word. I don't know, but you're horrible.
Yeah, my wife just complained about, oh, it must be nice to have money. She just got back getting her nails painted and she's wearing Louboutins.
John!
Okay, she's wearing Louboutins. She didn't just go buy them, but still.
I did kind of cut off her laughter in the background just for time's sake, but you could kind of hear her laughing in the background.
I got that.
Those are the $1,000 shoes, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, big time. Red bottoms.
Yeah, right. The red bottoms. Yeah, I don't have those. The point was, if I would rather pay $100 for a limo than take a ride in one of those disgusting tubes with all the homeless people and the guys with the smoke bombs and the weapons and all the people vomiting and pooping. Yes. Oh, that's right. Did you hear about Shannon's story?
No.
Well, you know, she took the...
She did the Gold Line yesterday,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, right, yeah, to go to the stadium.
Did something happen to her?
On the platform, there was a guy pleasuring himself.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
She saw that?
She saw that, yeah.
Oy.
No, she told me that before the show.
Oh, that's so gross.
Because we were joking that she was going to run into something like that
you
yesterday.
You warned her. You said, why would you do that?
That's right. That's what life in L.A. is. So... Yeah, I'd rather pay the $100 for the limo. And if I couldn't afford it, then I'm moving somewhere else. But I'm not going to get in a position where I have to take a subway. If I'm in that position, then I'm moving. John and Ken, KFI, another round of the Moist Line coming up. And you can beg for $100 in a gas card coming up in minutes as well. Ken Show, John Cobell, and Ken Champeau. It's KFI AM 640. Live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. All right, now you can call in. 1-800-520-1534, which is 1-800-520-1KFI. 1-800-520-1534. You call in if you want to win a $100 gas card. And we're going to have three people call in, and you got 30 seconds, and you have to beg for the card or demand the card or, you know, give us a sob story, whatever you want to do. 30 seconds. Deborah and I will decide who's best. Hopefully there won't be a tie vote. Since Ken is out today. So do that, 1-800-520-1534. We were, earlier in the show, there was a weird chase. About 2:30, right?
Yeah.
Okay, a guy in an SUV was being chased by LA County Sheriff's Department. All the
apparently
way
to, stolen. I think that's the reason for the chase.
And he was in Commerce, which is an industrial area, and he got into one of these factory warehouse areas and he crashed through a fence and he drove on the railroad tracks for a while, and he kept spinning off and getting back on and spinning off and spinning around, and eventually he wrecked a wheel and got lodged on the railroad track sideways. Jumped out of the car, ran around a while, tried to scale a fence, couldn't, went back to the car, which again was out of commission, and he jumped in the car, and then he put up a shield on his front windshield, you know, to protect against the sun. And he's been sitting there ever since for 3 hours. I forgot about it. Were you tracking it?
I've been watching. It's you know, pops up on TV every now and again. You know, there's really no action. Police are still waiting him out.
Yeah, Channel 5 was covering it live, and then it went dead. There's, you know, tons of patrol cars there. So for 3 hours, nothing happened. Now they've gotten one of those armored cars.
Right up to the front of the SUV, and there's a police dog just chomping at the bit, waiting to be released.
Ready to get a bite of his genitals there.
Yep.
So that's the state of that. It's just kind of funny that he's been sitting in the car for 3 hours, probably asleep.
Yeah, and they don't know if he has a weapon, because at one point he had something that he put kind of to his face or his ear, so some of the reporters were speculating that it was a phone, which it very well may have been, but it could have been a gun. Who knows? We don't know.
Well, we'll see if it pops up on the screen. The armored vehicle. I remember they did that years ago in one case. They put the armored vehicle up, and I don't know what is the vehicle going to start bumping it, and I guess obviously bulletproof. So,
right.
Well, we'll see what
they
happens.
May release the dog first. Who knows?
We've got calls now here, people who want a $100 gas card, but you got to beg to win it. Let's see. Let's start with Dave. All right, you're on John and Ken. You're going to have 37 seconds, so give us your pitch.
Yeah, I've been doing my best to help Joe Biden. I've been driving the streets of Southern California looking for white supremacists, and I'm burning up tanks of gas, and I haven't
found
it.
Every day we get a joker. Every day, the first call is a joker.
And you cut them off, you would think they would learn, and they're not going to win, so what the heck?
This is what the moist line is for. That's where you try out the material, okay? All right, let's get to Kelly. Kathy, you go ahead.
Kathy, hi. I got two grandkids I need to take to school every day, and I need that money. I need that gas money.
You take the grandkids to school?
Yeah, I have my daughter and my son-in-law are both nurses, and I pitched in.
I see. They don't give you money for you?
No.
No.
Wow. Nope.
Well, she's a grandmother. She's doing her thing. She doesn't need to be paid to take the grandkids to school. It should be an honor.
She wants the money, though.
I know, but she wants it from you, not her
I know.
Kids.
You want the money from us. All right, hold on. All right, Kathy. Let's see here. Where, can I take two or three? Jung? Okay. We'll take Jung on line three. Hi, you're on the John and Ken show. 30 seconds. Why do you need the money? Or the gas, rather. Jung? You know what? It's my fault. My fault. Hold on. I'm such a dope. There we go, Jung. Sorry about that. My fault. Now you're on the air. No, it didn't work again. What the hell's going on? All right, there's something wrong with the phone because I'm pressing three. It's lit up as three on my phone, but on the screen it has two lit up. So what's going on? This whole place is breaking.
I know it is. It's falling apart. Just wait until next week.
All right, we're going to try Steve now. See? Wasn't me. No, now Steve caused Kathy to.
Yeah.
What, Steve, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead, Steve. 30 seconds, go.
Okay, in January, my 2002 Mercury Mountaineer exploded while I was driving down a 14 freeway at 80 miles an hour. So I paid $7,500 to have the engine rebuilt. 3,000 miles later, the transmission failed, and I couldn't get past third gear, and I had to pay another $6,000 to rebuild the transmission. And now I can't afford the gas, and my dog is doing just fine.
That's good to know.
You paid that kind of repair bill twice?
Can you believe it? I had to have to drive to commute and work.
No, I know. Would it have been cheaper to get a new car or a used car?
Yeah, I mean, maybe it would have. I don't know. This car I actually bought from my mother-in-law's estate after they passed away.
Oh.
And so it has sentimental value, and we kind of wanted to hold on to it and keep it in the family.
All right. Just hold on. There you go. I don't know. After the first big bill, I don't know if I would have paid the first big bill.
I don't know, but cars are so expensive these days. You can't afford a used car.
We're going to go for five and Regina. Okay, this will be the last one. Regina, hello.
Hello.
Yes. All right, you got 30 seconds. Why do you want $100
of gas? I'm begging for the rescue dogs that I transport all over Southern California. We need some fur money.
You need
for gas money, please.
You need gas money for your dog?
We need for gas money. I transport rescue dogs all over Southern California. We need some fur gas money.
I see. You know.
John.
It's the third day in a row, though.
is that good enough?
All right, hold on, Regina.
Oh, no.
All right.
Well, we're going to be at a stalemate, I think.
No, I'll do what you want.
You will?
I say this all day at home.
Oh, I'm the other Deborah.
Yeah, the other Deborah. This is what I say to anyone named Deborah. I'll do what you want.
Well, here's the thing. I feel bad for Steve.
Mm-hmm.
I do. But I love that Regina is transporting rescue dogs all over the place. Mm-hmm. And that can be expensive when you're driving around. So, you know, I have to go with my girl, Regina. You got to do it.
You know something? They've learned how to scam the system
now. I know. But, you know, I'm really hoping that she's being honest. And that the other people that we chose with the pets are being honest, because that would really suck.
It's our audience. You never know.
That is true.
People will manipulate to get whatever they want.
But all come right. on, rescue dogs.
All right.
Softy.
I just can't. I can't fight anymore. Regina, you win.
I'm here.
Yes, you played the rescue dog card. right. Why don't we just have people with animals call in?
Okay.
Just restricted to that, okay?
I want to hear all the animal stories, and then we'll choose who has the best one. How's that? Ken would really love that.
Yeah. He's probably happy he's not here. We got Moist Line coming up. Another round of the Moist Line calls. John and Ken Show, KFI. John and Ken Show. John Cobell, Ken Champeau, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. The San Francisco Chronicle today published an editorial saying, basically, if Dianne Feinstein is senile, then somebody ought to tell her and she ought to resign. Which is, there's because a report came out yesterday. We talked about it. What place was it? Politico? I forget now. Anyway, they had seven people anonymously. Four of them senators, one of them a congressperson, and a couple of staffers saying, yeah, she's completely gone. She sits in meetings with other politicians that she's known for many years, and she has to repeatedly ask them to introduce themselves. And these are people that are very familiar in her life, and it's going on and on and on like this. The reports have been around for years. She's her brain's cooked. It's done. And they've got this this weird protocol in Washington, D.C., with her and with the president, that you nobody brings it up. And, of course, you know, when you have dementia or Alzheimer's, you don't want to hear about it. You don't want to believe it. I mean, if you ever try to get keys from an elderly person and take them away, you know that's a huge ruckus. And they're in denial for a long time, or they don't even remember that you talked about it, right? You could even talk about it, and they could say, yeah, I guess I'm getting a little whiffy here. And then 10 minutes later, well, I never said that. She ought to be removed from office. She can't do her work. She can't function. She doesn't know who she's talking to. She's repeating herself over and over at some of these hearings when she's publicly questioning some of the nominees for whatever office. And the thing is, you know what's funny is there's a one media commentator who her quote was, "Eek, this is a tough topic." That's not a tough topic. If somebody's brain, I hear this about people are very shy about saying this about Biden and among TV pundits and commentators. They get very uncomfortable. It's like, no, say the truth. You can see it with your own two eyes. He was shaking thin air yesterday, right? Gave a speech, turned around, stuck his right hand out for about 3 seconds. As if someone was going to shake his hand, there was nobody near him. And Dianne Feinstein can't recognize anybody she's talking to. That's just the way it is. And she should resign. Well, I don't know how you get somebody who has dementia to resign, because the dementia means they can't acknowledge what's going on. I don't know. Maybe age limits is a really good idea. Imagine the flush that would happen if we had an age limit on Washington. All right. Moist line number is 877-MOIST-86, 877-MOIST-86. Or you can use that talkback icon on the iHeartRadio app, and you could leave a message through that system. Let's go.
Hey, this is John.
And this is Ken.
We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
Really, John? The cowgirl ribeye? That's a Garcetti order. Besides that, you should have put one of those Biden I did that stickers on the menu.
John and Ken, I'm back again. Survive that motherfucking COVID, cuz.
I really hate hearing all these stories about Santa Monica. I was born and raised there. My parents were born and raised there. We're talking about the 1910s. It hasn't been the same since Santa Monica became whatever it became. No words for it.
Why is this shocking? Who else would criminals be targeting but wealthy people?
The honor system works just fine. It's the people, you know? I mean, you got some scumbag people there where you live. Why the f*** don't you get out of California instead of quit b***ing about it? You know, you're like a f***ing broken record.
I would never wear a mask because it makes me look like a Democrat. The Democrats deserve all this, but we don't.
All this Russia thing does is show how insignificant Russia is. That's why everybody is so excited about pulling out of Russia, taking their business away from them.
because it doesn't really matter.
Hey, you guys and the rest of the dummies in this country need to wake up. We're in a war already. I'm sure that your ESG scores are really low.
That stat the sheriff gave about the number of homeless people living on the trains, and I just think if MTA can figure out a way to make a train run off of homeless feces, they'd have the ultimate renewable resource. They can make that train just keep rolling forever, basically.
I'd like to know why the Department of Corrections is trying to release more crazy, violent criminals on the street with their new proposal. Has all of California's government drinking the Kool-Aid up there in Sacramento?
Man, another reason to leave California. The state wants people who are not slave owners, aka taxpayers, to pay people who weren't slaves. Go figure. Like I said, another reason to get the hell out of this stupid-ass commie state.
You tell that son of a Gavin Grissom, he's get rid of him. And, Garcetti, that's too bad.
I think that woman from Black Lives Matter went to the same school of gobbledygook as Kamala Harris.
If the liberals are so upset with Elon Musk about trying to buy Twitter that they're threatening to leave, then why do they keep buying his cars?
How come they haven't suggested sending Kamala Harris to represent the U.S. in Kiev?
Hey, John and Ken, have you heard anything about them sending immigrants from the southern border up to Delaware? I think if they sent a bunch of them up there, it might cure the problem.
Tell Putin and the Russian Navy that loose lips sink ships.
I may just have to quit listening. If she's dumb enough to spend $3,000 on a cat, tough luck.
Thank you for leaving your message. Please hang up. Goodbye.
That was the gas card winner yesterday, right? She spent $3,000 on a cat, and well, Deborah went for it. I went for it too. Anyway, that's the Moist line, 877-MOIST-86, 877-MOIST-86, or use the TalkBack icon on the iHeartRadio app. That's the last microphone working you've got there, Tim. Yeah, you got.
Is this on? Are we on? Hello, yeah. Hello.
Last, don't break it. There's nothing, right. Nothing else.
Yeah. Well, look. I mean, we're moving next week, so who's going to come in and fix anything, right? You know,
the same person who hasn't been fixing.
No, these guys have been really busy though. You know, Matt and all those guys. They're of all the stations I've worked at, this is the best run engineer wise.
Yes, they are. Really, they are very good.
Yeah, they're very good.
But things are breaking apart in here.
Yeah, right. Well, I think it's I don't want to blame Bellio.
She trashing the place?
I don't know.
You guys getting drunk and trashing this?
I don't know. Well, you know, Tuesday, when's your last show in this studio? Wednesday? Yes, Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Okay,
sure.
So you're the last show in here. You and Ken are the last show in here. And that's a wrap.
We've spent 18 years in this studio.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow. You're going to miss it at all?
Well,
you eventually will.
No. It's I have mixed feelings.
Mixed feelings.
Yeah.
All right. That's great for radio. I'm a fence sitter.
Nobody's interested in why I like it or don't like it.
I bet you'd be surprised. All right, we have Alex Michelson is coming on with us at 7:35. We have that gas card to give away, and Jackie Robinson Day. Today, so a tribute. The tributes are rolling in on the 75th anniversary of Jackie Robinson's debut. 75 years already. That's wild. Huh?
Yeah,
crazy. And then we also have Google announces a plan to invest $3.5 billion in California projects, whatever that is. I don't know what that is. Right?
I don't know.
But you know what? I'm surprised that nobody else has challenged Elon Musk to buy Twitter. Right? There's no bidding war going on to buy Twitter.
It's not a great company. They don't make that much money, and their audience base is shrinking.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, there's just a small percentage of people tweet.
I know. I think like 8% of the country is on Twitter.
And there's only a small percent, that, like it's something like 6% of the users do 92% of the tweets or something.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
It's just a bunch of like left-wing whack jobs. I mean, I don't get it.
Okay.
I've never posted a tweet in my life.
You've never tweeted?
No.
Wow. You're like my dad. My dad had never once in his life went to an ATM.
What would I tweet?
I get it.
I'm doing this 4 hours.
I got
8 more words to say. I mean,
it's like when they asked us to do a podcast here. I said we're on for 20 hours. Is there a 21st hour that somebody's missing?
Yeah, I know. The material starts to get a little thin by hour 19 and 20. You really don't want a 21st hour.
That's right. That's right. And then I ran into a guy today that I had a big influence on his life, and so I got to be careful what I say on the radio.
Okay.
We'll talk about that.
All right. All right. Is he in jail now?
No, almost. Almost. Okay, almost. Right. Yeah.
When I think of you and influence, we got Crozier with the news, Conway Show next, KFI, KOST, HD2, Los Angeles, Orange County, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bizzle Fuma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.